Okay, while voters are taking to the polls on this supercalifragilisticexpialidocious Tuesday, big question, are they registered? Do they even know where they're supposed to be going? Is their state part of the winner-take-all strategy? Dedicated volunteers from the League of Women Voters today of the City of New York, a nonpartisan group that promotes informed participation in government. Well, they're not afraid to answer New Yorkers' questions, at least not yet. Donna Lande has managed the League's telephone information service, kind of a hotline for confused voters, for the past 15 years. She's amazing. She's been working long hours and is here to talk to us a little bit about the questions she's been hearing and to share some of the answers. Hey, Donna.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So when did you and your staff just gear up in anticipation of Election 08?
Oh, we've been gearing up for years now because we anticipate every election that comes along. And so this is nothing new for us, but it's very, very exciting. We receive questions like, if I register, am I registered forever? And the answer is yes, but you must inform the Board of Elections if you move, change your name, or change political parties. Even if you move to a different apartment within the same building, you must inform the Board of Elections to update your information.
What's the most surprising question you've ever received? You've picked up the phone and then there was just some little piece of crazy on the other end.
Well, it wasn't really a crazy, but it was, I was convicted of a felony. Can I vote? And, you know, it threw us for a minute, and we had to take the caller's name and phone number and research it. And we found out that if your crime was or a felony or would be a felony in New York State, once you finished your sentence or parole, you can register and vote. If you are waiting sentencing at a facility or a convicted or you are convicted of a misdemeanor, you can register and vote. But it was quite a surprising question.
Well, hopefully our NPR listeners have a clean slate, so that's
not
a problem. Do people ever call up and ask you your opinion? Do they ever say, who should I vote for?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
All the time. And we have to tell them that the League of Women Voters neither supports nor opposes candidates for public office or political parties. We are a nonpartisan organization. And as you know, the women got the vote, I think it was around 1920.
Yes, ma'am.
And since then, women have been calling the League of Women Voters because that's when we got started. And Susan Stanton helped start the League of Women Voters. And so, by the way, did Eleanor Roosevelt. So we're very proud that we've been answering questions for many, many years. It's called the Telephone Information Service of the League of Women Voters of the City of New York.
Donna, what do you think is most confusing for people when they call you? What seems to get them just they can't quite grasp?
Well, they want to know why it takes so long to become a citizen. You know, it's a very, very long process. And
that's kind of out of your purview, though, isn't it, Donna?
Well, not really. It's amazing some of the questions we're asked. And a lot of them ask, if I was not born in the USA, can I still register to vote? And any United States citizen can register to vote. You are a citizen. If you were born here in the U.S. or in Guam or Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands, you can also become a citizen through naturalization.
And Donna, before I let you go, where is the farthest, most distant land from which you've gotten a phone call?
It was incredible. This was a few years ago. And honestly, I can't remember the name of the island, but it was somewhere in the South Pacific.
My.
And this gal was living there, and she desperately wanted to vote. And so we had to tell her that she had to either fly to Melbourne, Australia, or find an embassy or consulate and try to vote there. But it was an amazing call. It really was. And I heard her extremely distinctly. And this was a number of years ago.
Well, Donna Ledet is a volunteer with the League of Women Voters of the City of New York. I know you're gizzering up for a busy day on the phone
lines.
Thank you so much for making the time for us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Donna.
It's been a pleasure.
If you have any last-minute questions, you can always go to the National League of Women Voters website, lwv.org.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. And I hope your project is very successful. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.